We're talking about the Mersey Community Hospital Emergency Department. As we know, reduced hours, closed from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. at the moment. So you had a protest with the Mersey Community Hospital Support Group out the front of the hospital on the weekend. You had a small group, but there's quite a few of you who are in that group overall, right?
There's 1,200 strong in the support group, and on Sunday we had our second protest outside the Mersey Hospital. We kept it to a small number, mainly because of social distancing and safety, and we just wanted to make sure the public knew that we're still there, we're still fighting for services, and we wanted to know and reassure the staff that we're there in support of their work and what they do at the hospital as well.
All right, well, Health Minister Sarah Courtney has said that the emergency department will be reopened 24/7 as soon as possible, but you want a date.
Well, we need some type of guidance. It's been over 3 months now since they've cut for a second time the opening hours of the emergency department. And every time a health minister, and we've had six health ministers since we've been fighting for the hospital, has said only when it's safe. We then lose the ICU, we've lost the HDU, we've lost paediatrics, and we've lost maternity each time. So, of course, there's reason to pause, to be cynical about any comments from a government that says, oh, we're taking away the services, and but we'll replace it when, you know, times are safer.
So you're cynical that perhaps that the emergency department may not ever be 24/7 again?
Well, there's a question mark, and you've got to ask the question, really. I mean, every time this environment happens, whether it's created by government or not, and there's another story behind there, we seem to lose a service, or it's downgraded to provide just the basics. And at the moment, what we've got is a one-shift emergency department at the Mersey catering for a huge catchment area.
Well, the government will say, well, we just can't get doctors, and that's the reason.
Well, that's probably true, and we're very appreciative of the circumstances with COVID. We understand that. We're willing to do our bit, but it's got to come back to the point of, look, this hospital, the Mersey, was handed back to the state government in 2017 in April.
Hmm.
That's 3 years ago. Now, under that, we were promised by then Premier Will Hodgman that they'll be able to deliver the long-term certainty for the whole hospital the North West Coast community deserves. No, that hasn't happened because our reliance on locums is still there and I believe growing. We need to have contracted permanent doctors to the Mersey and everywhere else on the North West Coast. They've had 3 years. Now, COVID, yes, it's hit. It's caused a lot of difficulties throughout the health services throughout Australia, but we had 3 years prior to that to actually provide some certainty.
All right. Well, what's your suggestion then? If you were in the situation, say, for instance, if you were the health minister and you had a situation where you couldn't get doctors to staff an ED 24/7, what's the solution for them then, do you think?
Well, we've been asking questions in regards to have you been advertising for the positions? Are they permanent positions you're advertising for? Are you offering pay parity? What other incentives are you offering to entice people to come to Tasmania? Now, the only borders that are really sort of closed is Victoria and New South Wales at the moment. So South Australia, Western Australia, so we should be able to gain essential services, essential personnel from those areas. Now, we haven't been able to do that. Is it because we're not offering enough? Because there's no point offering $50,000 when the doctors are being paid $100,000. So those questions haven't been answered. So the way forward, I suppose, is give us the answers so we can actually work on some real solutions, because we're left in the dark. We can only guess. We've been fighting for the hospital for 17 years, and we've been saying for 17 years, return the services to the Mersey, then let's sit down and talk about what's best for the region for the next 10, 20, 50 years. And if that's building a hospital in Alston, well, we need to start planning for it.
My first reaction to, I've heard this talk and I've had this discussion with you many times about a new hospital at Alveston. My first thought is, well, why would you build a new hospital at Ulverston when you've already got an existing one in Latrobe and an existing one in Burnie? Surely it's more cost effective to just pump more resources into both of those hospitals rather than build a brand new one.
Well, that's a point, valid point, but we said this back in 2003 about long-term planning. We've got two small hospitals in regards to that neither of them are big enough to cater for the whole region. They were fighting for resources and continue to fight for resources. They both found it hard to get doctors permanent and so on. So all the difficulties around that. So we were saying long-term planning. We've got to do some long-term planning. So instead of spending money on reports, and there's been numerous reports, instead of spending money on infrastructure, as you suggested, to build up both hospitals, now, 17 years, has the problems been solved? No, they haven't. Yet there's been new infrastructure, there's been numerous reports, and the money spent on that new infrastructure and those numerous reports could have built a hospital, a regional hospital on a greenfield site. The Northwest Regional Hospital could have been repurposed for cancer, a specialised cancer hospital, or maybe aged care. Mersey, maybe aged care, mental health, because we've been crying out for those services for so long. And, well, there's a bigger story, as we know.
Well, I guess the problem with making those hospitals bigger, so if we stay with the existing model of two hospitals, the problem is, of course, the land available.
Correct.
There's not much land available around the Mersey and likewise at the Northwest Regional.
And the Northwest Regional, I think...
Well, perhaps more at the Northwest Regional. You could go to the other side of that road,
well, historically, I think there's difficulties with that because it's a landslip area, I believe.
Yeah, it's very hilly there, so it's not easy to build.
No, so you can't build a second story or it's restricted in certain ways. So, look, moving into the future, it's about long-term planning. It's not going to happen overnight. But we know if the population grows, as it is growing, especially on the eastern end of the coast, we're going to need more services. So we need to look at, okay, where would be the population? How are we going to cater for both ends of the coast? What is the best position that we can put a new hospital in? We need to make sure the infrastructure leads to that hospital. So what we don't want to happen now is that we continue expanding our communities and all the opportunities of redirecting highways or investment in roads and transport aren't taking into effect a 10-year plan to build a new hospital.
All right, back to the ED at the Mersey. So have you heard from Sarah Courtney lately? Or?
Yes, the Minister, after 3 months of writing to her, has replied, has promised that it will be open but didn't give us a timeline. Unfortunately, didn't answer all our questions, so we're still guessing a little bit. Look, it's a difficult time, but it's always been the Mersey, and I think people in our community are just fed up with every time there's a hiccup, the Mersey services are reduced. Now we're just saying, 24/7 emergency department is the only real critical service that this community depends and relies upon, that they can go get an ambulance, get into the emergency, get some care and treatment, and hopefully, if need be, if they needed more specialised treatment, where they can be moved on efficiently. They just want to see a doctor.
All right. Well, okay. Well, the problem seems to be at its basis for the emergency department is that they can't get doctors to staff at 24/7. So you're saying, well, we just need to open the bank a little bit more and pay them more and make it more attractive to get them from the mainland?
Well, I'm asking that question is why aren't we? They got $730.4 million in the bank to run the Mersey. Now, during these types of times and when there is a reduction of services, especially emergency services, we should be looking at opening the purse strings. We should be looking at doing everything we can.
So that money, is that pre or post? Or is that pre-COVID or is that?
That was 2017.
Okay, so it's pre-COVID. So well, they would have blown a fair bit of that.
Well, the Mersey costs around...
when I say blown, I don't mean wasted. I mean no, they would have had to pump that into other resources.
$70 million. Well, it's all about running the Mersey. It's quarantined for that. Right. So $70 million a year, say on average, or maybe 75 now, it takes to run the Mersey. And that's with the full complement, and that's with the 24/7.
All right. So you're saying take some of that money and make it more attractive to attract doctors.
If it needs more incentive than what's being offered to get the doctors here, well, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Well, what happens with the Mersey Community Support Group now? What do you do next? I mean, you can only go on the radio and go on the newspaper or on TV so much. You know, what's your outcome? What do you hope to achieve? If the health minister says, we're going to open it, as soon as we can, you want a date, don't you?
We want a date. We want some surety. I'm a health minister, and all respect to Minister Courtney. We're not doubting her by any means. Mm. We're saying that over the years, every time that a health minister has said something like this, we've lost a service or it's been downgraded. There's historic proof there. Mm. And here we are again in the same situation with a different service, and it's been downgraded at presently to a one-shift emergency department. Now, we don't want the Mersey to be a band-aid hospital. We want it to be fully functional, especially for a 24/7 emergency department. There was talk there a few years back that it was going to be downgraded to a business cycle, which will be Monday to Friday, you know, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Strangely enough, that's the hours that the emergency department's open.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Okay, Steve Martin from the Mersey Community Hospital Support Group.